Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
So you want to grow your coaching business, but you're saying, I'm not quite sure what I need to have in place with my coaching business. Why am I not converting the clients, the ideal prospects that I want to see in my coaching business? My name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content. And since 2017, I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages to grow their business, to attract the right clients, to make a bigger impact in the world. And after working with that many different coaches and consultants, I can tell you, here are some key components that you need to have in your coaching business if you want to attract and close the right prospects into clients and help them get the results that they need. The first thing I want you to focus on is this idea of right-sizing your niche. Right-sizing your niche. And the whole point is going, like, it's not necessarily always about tightening your niche, but saying, like, do I have a smaller component of people that I know I can absolutely get the best results? If you're getting good results for a larger group of people, saying, can I get great results for a smaller component or smaller section of that group of people? You're saying, I don't necessarily want to focus on having like the smallest niche possible, but saying if I can right size where I'm at with this niche, with this target market I'm going for, I know exactly this is the group of people, and also knowing who is not inside that niche as well. Saying like clients that you've worked with in the past, saying like I got them good results, but not great results, they may not have been the best fit. Saying focusing on fit is best, so right sizing your niche to find out exactly this is the group of people you want to focus on. That includes creating any type of content, any type of messaging, any type of podcast, stages, conferences you want to speak to, saying, is this the right fit for the right size of niche or market I want to go after? Focus on that first. Once you have that in place, then I say, look at your market pathway. This is a second component that I really see so many different coaches not have in place. It's saying, okay, whether it's a customer journey map or customer experience map, whatever you want to call it, I call it a market pathway, because it says, okay, somebody connects with you inside that niche, how do they know where they are in relationship to where you can take them next? Because that includes being aware of the problem, saying here are all the different solutions that are available, and then for you as a coach to say, and here's how I provide that exact solution in a way that gets you better results than any other coach down the road. What this does, in some sense, it goes, here's where you want to go, and here's exactly how I can take you there, knowing that every step of the way, they can say, here's how I know that we have success. And part of this, connect with this, these are two different components, this market pathway, and there is this idea of a proprietary process. Proprietary process, saying for every coaching prospect that connects with you, they're saying, okay, where are we going to go and how do I know that this is working? The proprietary process says, we first start with align, and then we go assess, and then we implement, and then we refine. And those are just an example of one proprietary process. But the whole point, it says, for every prospect that comes in, they're saying, hey, what's your plan and how do I know how I can track that your plan actually works? By having a proprietary process, so when people connect with you, they're saying, okay, you understand where I'm at from a problem standpoint, solution standpoint, and how you can provide that exact solution. It's saying, okay, what does it look like though to connect exactly with you? How do I know that this is actually going to work? Then you say, okay, once people connect with you, they say, before they even sign on, saying, how do I know that we're going to have a good plan of action to get the results I'm looking for as a coaching prospect or as a now coaching client? Having a proprietary process says, okay, it's 3 to 5 steps that helps them to see. We start here, and then we go here, and then each of those steps in your proprietary process, there also you can say, and we have a deliverable. What is the deliverable, or what is that benchmark that we're going to hit that people say, I know exactly that we have those results? At each step of the way, you get those micro wins with each step of the proprietary process, so they can say, yes, I can see that this is working, and it continues to build trust further and further into your prospect. The third thing that I really see so many different coaches and consultants not do well is that they don't have one solid offer. You might say, oh, I have a whole product suite. We do a 6-week coaching program. We do a 6-month. We do a 12-month. I've seen somebody say, like, hey, we have a 60-month coaching program. I'm going, who's going to say, all right, I want to sign with you for 5 years? Now, somebody might say they want to sign on you and they will be with you for 5 years, but don't say, like, hey, you know what I really want you to do is take the next 5 years of your life and trust me for the next 5 years of life. My goodness, that is so, that's such a big ask to have in place for somebody who might be just connecting with you. Even somebody who's been with you for 3, 6 months, even 12 months saying, okay, we want to sign up for the next 5 years. They might say, I'm not quite ready for that. Can we do a 12-month? What is that 6-week, 6-month or 12-month? What does that look like? And I say the big thing you need to come down to is having that one solid offer. The one solid offer says, here is the best way that I have packaged my expertise, my superpower, so that you know you can get these results. You don't have to try all these other different courses or programs saying, like, here is my flagship offer. Here is the one solid offer that I make that has a trackable, here is the exact outcome you're looking for, that desired outcome. And here's how you can know that we will meet that desired outcome. And from there, that people can say, I don't have to wonder which offer is right for me. Saying you come with one offer, it also helps with fulfillment, especially if you have team members, if you have people who are helping you on the copy side of things or on the marketing, on paid advertising, on any type of stage outreach, like podcasts or events, conferences, summits, whatever it might be. They know, okay, with this offer, you're not going to have to ask, hey, which offer did they purchase? Which one did they sign up for? Saying it's the same offer over and over and over again. You take that offer and continue to up-level it. Saying, how can we do this better and better and better into the future? So that one solid offer, instead of saying, like, hey, you have a whole product suite, take that product suite down to one core offer and then continue to fulfill the crap out of that and saying you have those results again and again and again and stack up the testimonials from people saying, I went through such and such program. I tried all these other different coaches. They had me do this program, this coaching, this course, this training, this workshop, and going, it felt like it was just a merry-go-round of products, but saying we went all the way around the results, but we didn't really land on the results I'm looking for. That one solid offer says, here is the exact way, the best way I know how to get you the results you're looking for. The fourth thing that I see that coaches need to do again and again, and really it's a struggle, I get it, but it's consistent. Value first content. Consistent value first content means that you're saying, how am I showing up on a frequency standpoint, but also from a value add standpoint? You're not putting out a post and people say, oh, that didn't really sound like that great of a post. And the next one's like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. And the one after that saying, oh, it was a 5 out of 10. It wasn't that great. It wasn't awful. The lack of consistency really hurts so many different coaches and consultants because their audience says, I don't know which version of you is going to show up when I click on this link. Is it going to be a great version? Is it going to be okay? Or is it going to be a vanilla flavor? Like, I really didn't get that much value out of that post or out of that video. The more you can provide consistent from a frequency standpoint and a value standpoint, and then value first content, the more people can say, I see how you have this way that you show up again and again and again, and I expect you to be able to show up with that same type of expertise, that same type of value add when I have that first call and then to the application and then into the coaching program. The consistent value first content gives you a chance to say, I'm going to show up with my full power, with my full potential, giving them value in advance, helping them get the results they're looking for, even before they say yes to me, even before they're even aware of who I am. By taking and right-sizing your niche, you're saying, I know I'm going to provide consistent content that these people will love. By saying, I'm going to have one solid offer, they can say, this is it for this exact group of people. Not for, you know, anybody else, but saying, this is absolutely tailor-made for you. And then from a market pathway, saying, you understand the situation. You know what I'm going through. You know what I've been facing before I came across your website, before I came across you and understand who you are as a coach. Saying, have an idea, where are we going and how do I know we're going to have success every step of the way? Those are the four components that I guarantee will help you attract and close more clients into your coaching business instead of trying to do this guesswork and instead of trying to do like this product suite all over the place, saying here is the best way you know to be able to get people an understanding of how valuable You can help them with their lives, with whether it's relationships, whether it's mindset, whether it's wealth management, whatever it might be. It's saying whatever your niche is, saying I have a plan to show you how to get the results you're looking for. Well, hopefully you've gotten some good value out of our time today. If you love what you've heard or whatever you've seen today, go ahead, hit the like, subscribe, share with a friend. As I talk with so many different coaches, they're saying, I don't even know where to get started. I don't even know how to pick a niche. I don't even know how to help people understand, here's my process. I really don't have a plan. What you can do is you can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the form, we'll hop on a call, we'll talk about your coaching business and where you're at and where you want to go with your message, helping so many different people get the impact they need. The reason you're watching this is that you have this superpower. You have this ability to help people get that change, those results you're looking for in their life. And I absolutely believe that you have what it takes if we can help just get you pointed in the right direction. So follow that link. We'll connect soon. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.